out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible says the problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or perhaps you have gone and downloaded us as a podcast.
Oh, look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
At iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or your favorite application or crabdiving.com, however you're receiving us. We appreciate the crap out of it. Lots to talk about, lots of news, all kinds of fun shit. Strap in, everybody. Join us on social media and all that stuff.
Ooh,
welcome. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and what's up, America? Is Trump still president? Is that really a thing that happened? Was I in a morphine hole? I'm in a K-hole.
Wouldn't that be great?
What do you do for a living?
If you wake up and you find out this is all just a nightmare.
I'm watching this old man push his bicycle across the street, and I would like to thank any, if you happen to be listening to Crab Diving in your car and you did not hit that old man, thank you for not letting me have to see that. I appreciate it. And thank you for him not getting hit.
And thank you for not telling people where we live.
Right. I did not.
No, I mean the person out driving who almost hit the old man on front.
Oh, shit, dude. That's a clue. That would be a geo clue.
That's right.
Oh, that's it. Fuck me, man.
Join us on social media at Crab Diving, one word, CrabDiving. You can also contact us at our Facebook and all that shit. We don't check that as much during the show.
Contact this, baby.
Or at all. Facebook.
That big fucking bird just landed on the feeder.
There's a lady cardinal at the bird feeder here.
Eat up, buddy. Left.
Which means the hawk must not be hanging around.
We got a bird of prey up in this bitch.
I feel like I was setting up a buffet for the hawk.
I saw the picture. Is that on your Instagram?
Yeah, it might be on Crab Diving Tumblr.
Yes. Oh, the Tumblr. Okay.
If Tumblr's still around.
Yeah, yeah.
It got pulled off the Apple store.
Tumblr did? Why?
Kitty porn.
Oh, God. Apparently, not cats.
Apparently, some people are uploading
God, guys.
Child pornography to the Tumblr, and Tumblr is not good enough about taking it down, so they removed the app from the iOS App Store.
God, you fucking Catholics. It's got to be priests. You know it's priests with their Tumblr account. Kitty porn this, kitty porn that. I'm talking to God. I'm fucking kids. That's what I do. You know?
Let's see what's going on in the headlines and we'll get going. Congratulations, by the way, to Massachusetts on their new, on their weed.
God, not Florida though.
No, not legal.
That's so dumb, man. Do you know how many people here that could grow amazing weed? Cause everybody in Florida knows how to garden. Everybody.
Right? It's a temperate climate, too, so you might be able to...
Have you been in my mom's backyard? It's like...
She's not growing weed,
no,
by the way.
No, but of course not. You know, but just
could.
Saying, oh, yes, all kinds of stuff back there.
I can hear your mom. Kidding. This is sativas over here. And these are the indicas. If you want to help us out here, you can go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. It's that time of year to start buying prezzies for everyone.
Prezzies.
And if you buy them at Amazon, go through our link and buy it. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything.
What do you want for Christmas?
Just a few shekels from Jeff Bezos to us.
I don't want to say Christmas, though, because I don't want to alienate anybody that might not believe in that like me. I mean, I believe in Christmas. I know it's on the 25th.
Well, you celebrate Christmas. You don't believe that Jesus crawled out of a vagina on the 25th.
Well, no, because... Wait, yeah, that was his birthday, wasn't it? Wasn't it? White Jesus was born in the middle of Africa on December 25th, right? What?
Wrong.
Fuck you, man. Fuck you. Hey, Jesus hates you. I don't know if you're aware.
Yeah, we played that clip yesterday on go to crabdiving.com or go to iTunes or Stitcher.
Oh, fuck you, crystalloons, man.
And
fuck
a
your
guy,
goddamn religion.
There's a guy who was upset about some Texans protesting some giant. Did you see the size of that monument, that Civil War monument they were protesting? God. It's giant.
Take it down. Take it the fuck down.
And they were peacefully and quietly protesting, saying it should be moved. Removed and moved to a, you know, I don't know, a fucking museum or something. And some guy, it's in Texas, some guy just waddles up to him and starts cussing him out, saying, "You Democrats, you're the fucking problem in this country because you're all stupid. Fuck you.
You want us to be the problem?"
And then at one point, he's walking away and the woman says, "Jesus loves you." And he goes, "Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Fucking hates you, though."
Can I say something to that guy from Texas, the dude that you're talking about? You're lucky.
Probably not listening, but go
you're
ahead.
Lucky, dickhead, because liberals and progressives, Black Lives Matter, the protests are peaceful. The Women's March was peaceful. But you think about the context in the world we live in. It was peaceful, but I would understand if it wouldn't have been. I could understand if people aren't peaceful, you fuckface.
He wasn't peaceful. I mean,
he wasn't peaceful.
He was pretty threatening.
Think about what you're protesting when you're protesting those goddamn monuments to slavery. You're protesting oppression. You're protesting the fact that we owned people. We owned people. Fuck. Peaceful protests. You're lucky, dickhead.
Join us. I already said that on our social medias and everything. Let's see what the headlines are.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From Crab Diving News Studios, deep within Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, November 20th, 2018.
The year of our motherfucking Lord.
These are your headlines. Our commander-in-chief, Donald J. Trump, issued a crazy, rambling statement that I really think might have partially been written by him, because there's an awful lot of exclamation points in it, and one doesn't frequently see official statements. White House statements put out that have
with an exclamation point,
with like exclamation points and everything in them.
That's ridiculous. We haven't seen a lot of presidential proclamations that have been similar to what Trump has said either. I mean, it's all weird and different, isn't it? I mean, it's all bizarre, but and he doesn't know how to use ellipses either in Twitter. He doesn't use the right number, and he doesn't use them in the right spot in a sentence. He's a poorly spoken fascist.
The headline says, Trump says U.S. to stand by Saudi Arabia, even if MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, right, ordered the Khashoggi murder.
That's crazy, because he was an American journalist, right? He lived here.
Khashoggi had a green card, I think. Yeah. Oops.
He lived here and he worked here. Why are we okay with They took a bone saw and cut the guy up into tiny little.
Well, he just happened to have a bone saw on him for this interrogation. One of 15 men that just were hanging out in the Saudi embassy in Istanbul, right?
Listen, when do they start doing that to podcasters?
The United States, Jim Acosta will be.
He's first.
Those guys will be first.
Then, I got
to
be honest.
We'll have a minute right. or two to run.
I got to be honest. If you bring out the bone saw on me, I'm going to say whatever you want me to. I'm not equipped to deal with a bone saw. I don't even know what you do with that.
The United States will continue to back Saudi Arabia, even if Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, MBS,
God.
Ordered the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. President Donald Trump announced Tuesday in a bizarre statement.
Wow.
Oh, they even say it here. Filled with exclamation marks.
Good God. Hey, if there's any totalitarians listening to this show, please come to America. Our president will suck your dick dry.
Or he'll come to you.
Oh, yes. You're right. That's a good point. He'll come to your house and blow you.
He'll touch your glowing ball.
Oh, he'll touch it. He'll suckle it. He'll cradle it.
This is crazy. You can maybe we'll put a link in our blog post at crabdiving.com or something. But statement from President Donald J. Trump on standing with Saudi Arabia.
But
and opens with the world is a very dangerous place! Exclamation point.
Cause of you, you fuck.
He then goes on to basically hint that, well, you know, this guy. He's repeating the Saudi Arabian lies that Khashoggi was in the Muslim Brotherhood and was like a terrorist.
Good God. Is our intelligence or is our CIA saying that? Does our FBI say that?
He's saying fuck you to the CIA.
He believes the Saudis over the CIA.
What?
He believes the Saudis over the CIA.
Oh, sure.
That's fucked up.
We may never know all the facts surrounding the murder of Mr. Jamal Khashoggi. In any case, our relationship is with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. They have been a great ally in our very important fight against Iran. And they gave Jared $500 million. Oh, wait, that was subtext.
Did they bail Jared out of that shitty building he has in New York? Is that the deal?
The United States intends to remain a steadfast partner of Saudi Arabia to ensure the interests of our country, Israel, and all other partners in the region.
Yes.
The Washington Post is reported that the CIA determined Mohammed bin Salman ordered the assassination. The Saudi Arabia acknowledged members of the Crown Prince's inner circle were involved. But tonight he knew anything about it, even though, like, his right-hand dude who never leaves him left him to go chop up Khashoggi.
So the plan was by the Saudis, just so I'm clear, lure this guy into that embassy, take him down to the fucking basement, cut up his body, and that's it. That was the plan.
I guess.
And we don't have a problem with that.
One report said they think he was dissolved in acid. Oh my!
Listen, I don't give a fuck. Let's say he didn't write for an American paper or whatever. Let's say he didn't live here. Let's say he didn't have a green card. I don't want that to happen to anybody. You know, I mean, God.
Our intelligence agencies continue to assess all information, but it could very well be that the Crown Prince had knowledge of this tragic event. Maybe he did, and maybe he didn't! Exclamation point.
God
this
damn.
Is an official statement from the president of the United States.
It's our fascist president.
He defended the decision to stand with Saudi Arabia by noting the country's significant investments in U.S. military. Look at all the money they pay for our bombs.
Oh, my. Trump, they're taking people in a basement, dismembering their bodies with something called a bone saw. You fucknut.
The shared allegiance against Iran, their pledge to spend billions fighting radical Islamic terrorism when most people kind of think that the Saudis are secretly helping fund radical Islamic terrorism. The Wahhabis are they're batshit.
Talk about radical. And listen, if you drug me down into a basement and dismembered me with a bone saw, I would consider that pretty fucking radical.
Despite the CIA's reported findings, Trump's statement suggested the U.S. will not be taking any further punitive actions against Saudi Arabia.
Do you think Hillary Clinton would have reacted similarly? Would she have had the same reaction?
Oh, there would have been sanctions.
Oh, probably. Yes.
Pompeo was licking Trump's hole when asked about it. He doubled down on it.
These guys are licking holes, sucking dick. I mean, they're doing everything but standing up for this fucking...
They're basically saying, well, you know, shit happens. It's a mean, nasty world out there, the Middle East in particular, Pompeo said. It's the president's obligation, indeed the State Department's duty as well, to ensure that we adopt policies that further America's national security. So in other words, you know, we're giving them a mulligan on killing a journalist.
So what this tells me, if you're a journalist and you go to the Philippines and Duterte, you write something Duterte doesn't like, well, he'll drag you to a basement and he'll cut you up.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Trump will invite you for Thanksgiving.
Trump will come over to your house and suck your dick.
Senator Feinstein, Dianne Feinstein from California, said she's shocked by Trump's statement. She plans to vote against any future arms sales to Saudi Arabia. She also is calling on the U.S. to consider sanctions against MBS himself.
But how can we do that if Trump doesn't want them? I mean.
Well, right. I mean, I don't know what the... I don't see any two-thirds majority overriding any veto of his. So
you know what's funny? I remember because we've done a show nearly every business day that Trump's been in office, right?
Probably, sure.
Really close. I remember when we started, we said, well, once the Republicans pass their disgusting, gross tax bill, they will impeach this motherfucker because they will have they'll be able to get everything they want out of him. Is that going to happen? Are they ever going to turn on this guy?
Oh, I still think so.
What the fuck?
I think they're waiting on Mueller. I think they're waiting on Mueller. And once Mueller drops his stuff, then they'll be like, oh my gosh, we didn't think it was this bad.
Does this journalist have a...
Some of them.
Yeah, they're going to pearl clutch.
I mean, there's going to be... you know, a pile of excrement that... let's call them the Freedom Caucus. Team
Louis,
Treason. GOP Team Treason.
Even Louis.
Jimmy Jordan and Matt Gaetz are a representative here in Pensacola.
But even Louis Gohmert.
Yeah, Louis's been... Yeah. Louis hasn't been as vocally team treasony, though. He is, but...
Yeah.
He's not out there like Jim Jordan is or like Matt Gaetz is.
Louis is more of a
Nunes.
Oh yeah, Louis is more of a military guy about strategy and shit like that, and what to do to prepare for a battle, things like that.
It's all written in the first person. This statement by Trump after my heavily negotiated trip to Saudi Arabia last year, the kingdom agreed to spend and invest $450 billion. That's just not true. That number keeps going up.
It's as if he just wants to build a hotel over there or some bullshit like that. Or what you said. What's his face got? How much? From the Saudis?
I thought somebody came through and bailed Jared out to the tune of like half a bill.
Is that why when people do background checks and security checks for people that are going to work in the White House to find out if they're in debt so a foreign power can't say, hey, Jared, you're...
Yes.
I can bail you out of this if you let me cut somebody up in a basement.
Exactly.
That's how much, by the way, now the world knows how much it costs if they want to cut up a journalist in a basement.
I think it's far less. I think.
You think it's less?
Sure, yeah. Jesus Christ.
I'll suck your dick no matter what.
Over the Drudge Report.
Boy, fuck you.
Something that Trump is not going to enjoy. The stock market is being very unfair to me.
Oh, yes.
Because he takes it personally, of course. It's all some vast deep state conspiracy to make him look bad.
Fairness, dude. This journalist was going into an embassy to get a marriage license or some bullshit. And he ends up in the basement getting cut up with a fucking bone saw. How's that for fair, you dick?
At the Drudge Report, the headline is Stocks Erase Gains for the Year. Got $1 trillion worth of value vanished.
Bye-bye. Oh, shit. That's bad,
thoughts and
right?
prayers to all of our really rich friends.
Yes. Do we care about that? Does that affect me in the least?
what was it? 10% of the richest people own 87% of the stock, something like that. All stocks that are out there.
Remind me again why we just can't take their shit. Where there's so many guys, there's a lot more of us. Why do we take, just take their shit? Fuck this.
Mounting concerns about the pace of growth spurred fresh declines in stocks.
Yes.
Around the world today, wiping out yearly gains for the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
Ooh.
It started out as a sell-off in shares of high-flying tech companies.
Okay.
And then bled everywhere else.
Ooh.
Well, a lot of people have been saying they thought there was a tech bubble.
Right. Meaning that
overvalued,
so eventually it's going to crash or something like that.
Sure. And then the rich people will be okay because they'll, you know, they'll pass all of the drama and losses on to
us,
to their workers and all that. I mean, the rich people never really suffer. They've got hundreds and hundreds of millions. What do they care if they lose $50 million in a day or something?
You know,
they laugh it off.
Let me ask something, because I generally hate stories that involve numbers or math or anything like that, but a recession is started by these rich fuckers, and then we suffer. Is that how it generally works?
Well, the housing bubble wasn't poor people's fault that they were taken advantage of. And
that's true.
And when you've got nefarious characters saying, hey, we can get you a mortgage no matter how bad your credit is. Don't worry about it. And not telling them that, by the way, you've got a clause that in 5 years you've got to pay off the whole mortgage.
Like a balloon payment or some bullshit like
and
that.
And that's what killed people.
Guys, in the Hollywood Hills, you're lucky.
Or they said, don't worry, you'll be able to refinance.
Oh, my God.
And, don't worry about that balloon payment because, you know, you'll be able to refinance in 3 or 4 years. You won't have to worry about that. And then that didn't happen.
You know what pisses me off, dude? You remember the Occupy movement? You remember that?
Sure.
And everybody made fun of it. Oh, it's a bunch of hippies sitting around, you know, drumming.
Smelly, unwashed hippies, yeah.
So, hey, you're lucky they were drumming, rich fuckers. You're lucky they were drumming and not marching through the streets with fucking torches to take your shit, motherfuckers. You're lucky. God damn.
Those are your headlines then. The Wall Street Journal was the story there talking about the stocks sliding.
You know, if we want to keep like our world from exploding into riots and bullshit, we could do universal health care. You could raise the minimum wage to something reasonable. That might help, right? Would that help?
No, oh, sure. Well, all that fuck. Would help.
Rich people, why don't we do that? We could either do that.
Well, it'll come to that.
Or we're going to take your shit.
They just need some prodding.
We're going to take all your shit. All your good shit.
I'm not advocating.
I'm not advocating that either. I'm just saying what.
Shit.
No, I'm saying what is going to happen. What that will happen. So they can make a choice.
Take a look at history.
Yeah, dickheads.
It doesn't go well for the tyrants and the one percenters that try to fleece the masses.
Yeah, rich fuckers, quit raping people and playing golf all day.
Things can get pretty bad for everybody, but
yes,
eventually the masses kind of win out.
Right.
I mean, a lot of us can be thrown in gulags and genocided and stuff, but
shit.
Eventually they win.
Yeah.
We
could just work it out, you fucks.
The tech stocks lost more than $1 trillion. The FANG stocks, they call them, which is Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and it's Google now, but it's Alphabet. Actually FANA.
How are those? What is that called?
FANG. Facebook. Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google, but now Google has turned into Alphabet.
Their
parent company is Alphabet. So,
is FANA listening right now? Is anybody from FANA listening? How are you losing money? Because all I know is everything I do is involved in that FANA. I mean, I watch Netflix. I'm on Google searching for shit. I'm on this fucking Facebook all the fucking time. How the fuck are they fucking losing money, dude? Everybody's on their shit all the fucking time.
They're losing profits.
Wait a second.
I never said they're losing money. They're losing market value. So
why are these fat cats bitching?
Because they're losing market value.
Oh, my God, guys.
The zeros on my electronic accounts are different.
You people are insufferable. Suck a dick. God, dude.
That's it. Those are the headlines.
Vanna. Fuck you guys.
I've got, let's see, another story here. This is our wonderful president.
Ooh, yes. What did he do today?
He's always talking about the best and the longest and the
right.
and
Ooh,
the strongest
yes.
and the heaviest and the and the lightest and the whatever. He's the bestest at everything. I think he may is he now the one of the longest presidents? I mean, the longest period of time for a president to go visit the troops anywhere?
Yes, he is. I believe so.
Now they're saying that advisors are saying that he's never expressed any interest. Shocking in going.
I it's fascinating to me because George Bush, it was a shitty president, right? Just a shitty fucking president, a piece of shit.
Yes.
You know, and
by all standards.
Yeah. And people said he maybe didn't want to be president. Didn't they say like wasn't it his dad forced him into it or some shit like that?
I guess. I mean, yeah. I guess it was like, kind of the family biz.
Yeah.
But I think he liked owning the baseball team.
Oh, and probably loved the shit out of that.
That stuff, yeah.
Yeah. He owned the Texas Rangers. I think when Jose Canseco, when the ball hit, landed on Jose Canseco's head in the outfield, it's fucking funny. But like, Trump doesn't want to be there. You can just see it. He hates it.
He hates
everything.
Well, he loves the pomp and circumstance when he gets to be worshipped and have parades and shit like that. He's way into that.
What do you think when do you think he's at his most happiest? When he's raping?
Trump has so far declined to visit combat regions, saying he doesn't want to associate himself with wars he views as failures.
He said that?
According to current and former advisors, speaking on the condition of anonymity.
Hey, Republicans, you should impeach him. That's the shittiest thing ever because our soldiers are there, right?
Well, right, and fuck you. They don't want to be there either. None of us want them there, you fucking asshole.
You sent them to the border for no fucking reason, you wacko.
Current advisors are saying Trump, despite what he said to Chris Wallace the other day, oh, we're working on it. We're planning a trip to go visit our very brave troops. Mm-hmm. And these White House aides are saying, well, it's not happening.
God.
Current advisors are saying he's not expected to visit the war zone.
Yay.
During Thanksgiving break, which he will spend at Mar-a-Lago in Florida.
Was it Obama or Bush that flew in the middle of the night to the Green Zone in Iraq on Thanksgiving? I think it was Obama.
It may have been both. I mean,
I remember they said they had to turn the lights off on Air Force One to land the plane safely. Fuck that shit, man. Landed in the dark. Oh, my God.
In meetings about a potential visit, Trump has described the missions in Iraq and Afghanistan as a total shame. He also cited long flights and potential security risks reasons that he has avoided combat zone visits. Security risks. So he's afraid.
But it's a combat zone visit.
Afraid is what it comes down to.
Yeah. Listen, Donald, you know what? I don't like flying either. I hate it, actually. I have to be medicated, you know, and it's... But I would go, like, if I was president, I'd go in that fucking plane and see the fucking troops. It's a combat zone. Of course it's not safe. But is it? I mean, what an asshole. I can't believe he said that.
Questioned last week as to why he hasn't visited troops deployed overseas, Trump indicated to Chris Wallace on Fox that a trip was in the works. I think you will see that happen. There are things that are being planned. We don't want to talk about it because of security reasons and everything else.
God, he's the weirdest dude.
He also repeated his erroneous contention that he was opposed to the Iraq war. Go back and look at his tweets. He was all like, go blow him up, kill Saddam, take the oil.
Right. Oh, yeah.
He was against it.
Bullshit, liar. Dude. And by the way, everybody was for that war, if you remember correctly. Democrats voted for that fucking thing. Everybody
voted for it except one or two brave souls.
People said Saddam has to go.
The Washington Post found that Trump initially expressed support for the invasion and did not register public objections until more than a year after the war had already begun.
Okay.
I think it was a tremendous mistake. Should have never happened, he told Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace said, but this is about the soldiers, sir. So Trump's saying, it should have never happened. Like, I'm not going to go because it shouldn't happen.
But they're there.
Well,
they're there.
You can't make him think about other people.
God.
So Chris Wallace said it was about soldiers. Trump said, you're right. I don't think anybody's been more with the military than I have as president in terms of funding, in terms of all the things I've been able to get to them, including the vets.
Right.
So he's saying, well, I gave them more money. So, obviously, I love the military.
Right. He's just, you know, do you think, this is a weird question, but do you think Ben Carson would have been a better president?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to wonder, like, all these other Republicans that ran, would they have been different?
I think Gentle Ben, the bear from the ancient television program would be a better president. I'm trying to think of a more contemporary Ben.
Speaking of bears, I put this meme up. Go to crab diving, go to facebook.com/crabdiving and look at this fucking meme I put up. It's a bear leaning against a sliding glass door of some cabin yelling at the people that rake their yard. So it's forest doesn't burn. Guys, get out there and rake for the sake of these fucking animals. Right?
According to the National Post, Trump has spoken privately about his fears over risks to his own life.
For going to a war zone? God, hey, Donald, what do you care? How old is Donald Trump?
72, 3, something like that.
You know, so what, Donald? You're old as shit. Just go over there. If something happens, who gives a fuck?
A former senior White House official.
Yes.
Speaking on condition of anonymity,
ooh,
said he's never been interested in going. He's afraid of those situations. He's afraid people want to kill him.
God damn it. You know, I know this guy, this dude that DJs this place. I do comedy. He does bingo night and he DJ. Doesn't matter. And he's a vet and he served in the war and he got stabbed by some dude. He was fighting. He got he's got a purple heart. He got stabbed somewhere in the fucking chest. He nearly died. You know? And fucking Donald Trump's going to go there. He's protected by shit tons of Secret Service, right?
Yes.
He will be the safest person there.
Well, and make everybody else safer for the period of time that he's there.
Well, no, actually he won't, right? Because he's a target. He makes everybody less safe by being there, right? I would think a president shows up to a war zone, But
everybody else there, all the people on the base, it's all increased security and everything for them.
Right.
So it's a slight win for them.
Yeah, yeah. And you get to see Trump, right? You get to hang out with Trump.
That's how great that is. Be inspired by his soaring rhetoric.
You know, Donald, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe don't go, because we've seen how you are at these like hurricanes and these fires and shit. You can't be nice. You don't have the ability to be empathetic or like gracious. He's going to go. Let's say he goes to Iraq. He speaks to the troops. How long will it be before he makes it about himself? And these guys are serving. You know what
I
mean?
First word.
The first
will be
word.
Me.
Fuck you, dude.
Kidding me? So that's the story there that Trump is basically scared shitless of going to visit the combat troops. He's afraid somebody's going to try to kill him.
Do you really, Donald? And the other thing is, like, I don't know. I don't know.
This is the guy who claimed that he would grab a gun and run into a shooting situation,
Didn't
right?
Did he say that about 9/11 or something? Didn't he say that?
It was one of the mass shootings.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it, dickhead, sure. Do you remember when George Bush was reading that children's book and to that class, and then somebody came out and whispered in his ear, like, hey, a plane,
yeah,
there's a big terrorist attack, took out the World Trade Center or whatever? I wonder what Trump's reaction would have been. Well, wait, hold on a second. He ain't reading. I can't picture him reading.
Sitting and reading to, yeah.
To kids?
He would have made Melania do it.
What the fuck is this about
be
a
best.
Goat?
We want you to be best.
Yeah, fuck you.
She's a fucking asshole now, she too. Is, I don't, dude. I have no zero sympathy for her.
Right. Ollie, she's a fascist. She's propping up a fascist. All these fucks.
The also in the news, by the way, crabdiving.com/Amazon and
yes.
also iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher and
right.
Leave us reviews. That shit really helps, by the way.
Yay.
Thank you for those that do.
Bam.
I think we have 5 stars on iTunes.
Fuck yeah, we do.
Despite a couple of lower votes.
For all you podcasts with less than 5 stars, eat dicks, baby. Crab diving all day.
The also in the news, we've got our Senate Minority Leader.
Yes.
Chuck Schumer from New York.
Hey, little Chucky Schumer.
As now sent a letter demanding that the Justice Department Inspector General open an investigation.
Oh, shit.
Into, and this is kind of interesting because it makes one wonder what Chuck knows about.
Okay.
That he's sending this letter.
Yes.
Into the letter is he wants him to look into potential unlawful or improper communication between acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker and the White House.
In other words, shit.
How long did it take that bald, treasonous fuck to pick up the phone and call Donnie and let him know exactly what Mueller has on him and what is going on?
Wait a second. I thought we kind of already knew that this ham-headed Whitaker kind of spilled the beans to Trump anyway based off some fucking tweets.
Well, and Trump saying the inner workings yes. of the Mueller investigation are in chaos. How interesting that suddenly you're expressing knowledge about the inner workings of the Mueller investigation a day or two after you put Chrome Dome in the chair there. Maybe. Unqualified Chrome Dome.
Maybe he's got some like he can read minds or something or see into the future. Trump.
Trump can't read anything.
He can't read. Can he read?
I can only read minds in pictures. Bullet points.
I don't know that. Have we seen Trump read a kid's book?
He reads the teleprompter.
Okay.
Not well, but he reads teleprompter. He can read.
Fake news.
The Senate Minority Leader, quote from the letter.
Yes.
I'm particularly concerned about whether Mr. Whitaker may have shared with the White House or could share in his new role confidential grand jury or investigative information from the special counsel investigation or any criminal investigation.
God, with this investigation, don't we know enough? Don't we know enough bullshit on this Trump that we can drag him off to jail and start over or some shit like that? Why? Why would this, you know?
Whitaker has refused to recuse himself from overseeing the Mueller investigation, despite the fact that he criticized the probe while working as a conservative activist and a talking head on Fox TV.
Don't criticize my probe.
Schumer wrote that leaking information to the White House, especially to a target or subject in the investigation, could implicate criminal contempt of court. Obstruction of justice, violate DOJ policy.
Damn. Shit.
So he's telling Whitaker, basically, watch it, fucker, or you're going to be up for obstruction of justice
yeah.
if you run that info over to the White House about an ongoing investigation.
But Trump probably told him to go get it.
That's
the whole point. He's in there.
Every time people have said, well, why is Whitaker doing this? No one can come up with a reason why he was put there. Other than
yes.
the fact that he hates the Mueller investigation. He's not qualified.
Yes.
You don't
the big dick pass toilet up, guy.
You don't pass up the deputy AG, which is Rod Rosenstein. He's the one who should automatically have taken over in interim until someone else is put in there. Rod Rosenstein, confirmed by the Senate for deputy AG, by the way. So he could fulfill that role. But you take the chief of staff, this Whitaker dude.
Yes.
Who was it Kelly? They said that Kelly claimed in a conversation that Whitaker was the White House's eyes and ears.
Right.
At Justice. They were spying on Jeff Bosesh over there with this bald, corrupt fuck.
I'm not trying to be difficult, but every time I've listened to any news show, all these fuckers say, all these talking heads say, we know why Whitaker was made AG. It's not a mystery. Trump right. put him in there to figure out what's going on with his investigation.
Well, yeah, the obvious reason. Right.
So why the fuck are we standing for it? Everybody
well,
knows.
Republicans aren't saying that.
Guys, what the fuck, man?
Schumer asked the inspector general to investigate whether Whitaker, before becoming acting AG, obtained access to confidential grand jury or investigative information ahead of time.
So what do you do? Just go to a machine, copy a bunch of bullshit, drop a binder off for Trump to read or somebody? I don't fucking know.
He asked the inspector general to find out if Whitaker had provided any assurances to the White House that any subpoenas or any other investigative moves would be blocked.
Right. Damn.
And that's why they think Trump may feel a little emboldened with all those tweets the other day about Mueller and all that shit, that now that his boy is in there, he knows that he won't allow a subpoena. Or he won't allow,
right.
certainly an indictment, but that he won't, Mueller will say, I want to subpoena the president, and that Whitaker will shoot it down.
So here's our hope. That whatever comes out of the Mueller probe or whatever, we all get to see that, I assume, right?
It'll get out. There's no way it won't.
And the GOP...
Now that we have the House.
Right.
Because it would have gone to... They could have said it's just going to Devin Nunes.
Nunes. Oh, God.
He's going to read it, and he'll be like, there's nothing here. Rip, 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 rip.
Right. Well, they already made that. Didn't they make that report, the team treason report?
Well, that bullshit, yeah. But, I mean, the he'll just, you know, they would just snuff out Mueller's whole report, and nobody, it would never see the light of day.
So we just hope the Republicans see this shit that Mueller puts out. They're so horrified they'll impeach the guy. That's our hope.
I don't think horrified has, them personally being horrified has anything to do with it. It'll be, it's just too much for the public at that point. And they've already got their evidence that the orange dusting upon
right.
them didn't help, and in fact, definitely hurt.
Well, I feel better. Now we have a plan. The Mueller probe comes out. The GOP's like, oh, shit. And then the impeachment starts, and we're out of this bullshit,
I had
right?
no idea there was so much yes. crime going on by this president. Oh, my.
Oh, God. It's going to be ridiculous, right? The acting.
Oh, yeah.
The
sure,
pearl clutching,
sure.
the speeches, the... Oh, God, it just...
We just wanted to make sure they were treated fairly, because, you know, Democrats are nasty and evil, so we just thought they were going after the president because he was a Republican, but now that there's actual evidence...
I wish the Democrats were a little bit more nasty and a little bit more evil. My fucking God.
But we'll see if that happens.
What happens? They might not do anything?
No, well, yeah.
Fuck that! That's insane! People will riot if it comes.
Well, yeah.
I mean, if you can,
people will take to the streets. There's already, I mean, look at how many protests there were when Whitaker a couple of weeks ago,
oh,
impromptu.
That's right.
1,000 cities had protests. There were a couple dozen people here in the taint of the Bible Belt.
Ooh, perfect.
Here in Pensacola that were protesting.
God, this is crazy.
To protect the Mueller investigation. So, I mean, if he actually like did a Saturday Night Massacre and tried to fire everybody or whatever, I think that would most definitely be it. I think I think people would be shutting shit down.
I tell you what, though, just go out to a bar around here and don't talk to a young person.
You're in Florida?
Talk to somebody, you know, I don't know, late 50s, early 60s, drunk at a bar. So ask him, how do you feel about all this Russia shit with Trump? They'll be like, well, that's exactly what they always say. Well,
he does hate he does hate black people, though.
Well,
I like that.
Well, Hillary Clinton. It's always that. Oh, you fucking idiots. Look who you voted for. God, people are fucking dumb. It's worse. It's worse than we thought. You remember when we doing that live show when the election night results were rolling in? We were like, fuck.
I try to block that, but yeah, I do kind of remember that.
We were saying shit. We were saying the dumbest shit like, hey, you know, he's going to be in there a few months. They're going to impeach him, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, this guy's fucking Satan. Hitler Satan.
I think we're definitely over the hump, though, and things are rapidly accelerating. There's a couple
There's
a couple of news stories. Well, I'm not saying the outcome will be good. I'm just saying shit's going to hit the fan. I don't know where it's going to end up. President Donald Trump, there's a report now from the New York Times.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
That at one point he wanted the Justice Department to go after Hillary Clinton and James Comey.
Why?
Because.
Because?
President Donald Trump sought to use the Department of Justice to prosecute his political enemies, the New York Times is reporting.
They do that in other countries, Donald.
Then White House counsel Don McGahn. I think Don McGahn's going to have a hell of a book to write.
Is he going to get out of this unscathed? Will he be in trouble?
McGahn?
Yeah, because then
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he was.
He worked for the fascists.
I'm sure he was in on some horrible shit, but
none of these.
Lot of the stories are that he kept a lot of horrible shit from happening.
Right.
Then White House counsel Don McGahn reportedly rebuffed the president from the Times. To underscore his point, Mr. McGahn had White House lawyers write a memo for Mr. Trump, warning that if he asked law enforcement to investigate his rivals, he could face a range of consequences, including possible impeachment.
Oh, shit.
The encounter was one of the most blatant examples yet of how Mr. Trump views the typically independent Justice Department as a tool to be wielded against his political enemies.
That's insane. Even if you don't know anything about government, you would hear that and think, well, that doesn't sound right. That sounds weird.
From the Times, perhaps more than any president since Richard M. Nixon, Mr. Trump has been accused of trying to exploit his authority over law enforcement. Witnesses have told the special counsel's investigators about how Mr. Trump tried to end an investigation into an aide.
Wow.
How he tried to install loyalists to oversee the inquiry into his own campaign.
Damn.
And how he wanted to fire Mueller.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. That's crazy. That's fucking nuts.
So
the nerve of this motherfucker. You know, it's crazy. Did he think that no one would find any of this shit out?
And look, he's lived his whole life cheating and lying and committing fraud and crimes and corruption and backstabbing
and
screwing people and not paying his bills. Why would he think?
Because, dude, because it's when you're president, it's different, right? Because
you can't tell him
that,
though.
But if you're doing something, if you're cheating, if you're lying as president, there are people, there are journalists out there that their whole career is figuring out
He would love to get rid of them, and he's been trying, but nobody's cooperating with
him. We got rid of that one guy, that one fucking guy in Saudi Arabia. They cut him up with a fucking bone saw. Boy, that's fucked up, dude.
I'd like to send Jim Acosta to...
Yes.
The Saudi Arabian embassy in Istanbul.
I'm sending my lips to the Middle East. I'm going to blow some Saudi motherfuckers. God, guys.
So there's that report.
Jeez, that's great.
Also, big news. We've talked about these sealed indictments that they've discovered. Now, they're not 100% sure it's the Russian investigation stuff, but it kind of smells that way.
Yes.
And now a Politico reporter has said that Mueller just filed a new and extensive motion being kept under seal for the grand jury. The reporter posted a screen capture from an update showing Mueller made a November update as part of a case, you know, a redacted case name.
Yes.
3,074 words.
So
in this new filing,
a nearly 400 word motion.
Thousand.
What?
3,074 words. Ugh,
who the fuck has to read that shit? That's like a novel, man. Fuck that.
Politico has been following the secret subpoena as Mueller was locked in some kind of dispute with a witness who was refusing to give up information requested by the investigators.
Damn!
We don't know who that may be. The information is all under seal, so it makes it difficult for the public to track any specific information other than the filings and the procedures entered into public record.
Okay.
The witness is refusing to cooperate. A process of elimination can likely gather who the witness is not.
Okay.
But that still leaves a number of possibilities.
So this motion is about one person. They think
that they're trying to pressure someone to cough up info.
So it's like you're asking the court to make somebody tell you X, Y, and Z or hand over a document or some bullshit like that. Well, somebody unseal it and look at it and tell us what the fuck it is. Jesus.
They say it could be anyone who's been subpoenaed by the special counsel for anything. The White House lawyers are saying it could be anybody.
Could it be Dandy Roger Stone?
Could be anybody. Oh, absolutely.
Could it be Jerome Corsi from InfoWars?
Which is why either of those reptiles, both of them have been saying they expect to be indicted soon. Because if they're not cooperating, then Mueller may be getting ready to unleash legal hell upon them.
Why wouldn't they cooperate? Like, why wouldn't somebody like Jerome Corsi cooperate? I don't get it. He's just a fucking journalist for lunatic InfoWars. I mean,
maybe they're more afraid of Putin than they are of the American justice system. Like Manafort, but who knows?
Is Roger Stone afraid he's going to get polonium'd or something?
Maybe. I don't know.
Shit, Roger. What'd you get yourself into, you dick?
So we're keeping an eye on that.
Wow.
On what's going on with this this sealed motion.
Yes. Or will we see action from Mueller before this fucking Thanksgiving holiday?
I don't know. It would be awesome. It would be really great if he tossed out some indictments Wednesday night and ruined Don Jr.'s.
I was about to ask, why would he do that? Oh, do it. Please do it. Ruin Barracuda Face. God, I can't stand that motherfucker. Oh, I look at him. I just get sick.
I think New York State's going to get him on all the Trump Foundation and Trump Org stuff.
Does it bother?
But we have Don Jr. We have his email.
Yes.
I love it.
Does it bother you that Ivanka was sending email on a personal? Wow, but everybody cared about Hillary.
Well, exactly.
I mean, you know, that's hypocritical.
I mean, I do care.
Yeah.
But nobody else. I mean, it's trying to point out hypocrisy to a Republican is pointless, utterly pointless.
Yeah, it's impossible.
It's so there already. Oh, what Hillary did was so much worse.
In actuality,
hers was more secure.
It was on a private server.
Hers was more secure than what Ivanka was doing.
She might have been on a shared server, man.
Fucking moron.
Not a private server. You can't talk to these people. You can't talk to these mouth breathers. Motherfucker.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're here every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Yay!
And we're on iTunes and Stitcher, blah, 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 blah.
That's right.
Follow-up?
Crab diving follow-up.
We've been making lots of popcorn.
Yes.
And following the latest on this bizarre Michael Avenatti, Jacob Wall conspiracy story. Michael Avenatti, you know, has allegations of domestic abuse against him.
Yes.
And then that little shit stain, Jacob Wall, that corrupt little internet fuck.
His parents didn't abort him.
Trump whore. Okay. Is somehow implicated. This is the guy who is being investigated for allegedly offering women money to claim wrongly that they were sexually attacked or sexually harassed by Robert Mueller.
Did Bob Mueller ever make a statement about that? Did he ever say, listen, Jacob Wall has me dead to rights?
No, they referred it to the FBI.
He's right. I just saw a car signal their lights outside. Why? It's so weird. They just blink their lights.
Maybe somebody doesn't have their lights on.
Into our window.
Maybe they're helping somebody who didn't have their lights on.
It's not the right-wing nut jobs finding us.
The
are the Proud Boys attacking our studios?
Yeah, unlikely. Some lumber sexuals.
Yeah, fuck them.
Sharing hair and beard oil products.
Bring it, dickheads.
Avenatti, now, according to, this is over at Hill Reporter.
Yes.
This morning, 2:28 a.m., Michael Avenatti tweeted, there is nothing more powerful than video evidence. Nothing. I will be fully exonerated.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
It said they got information from a source with ties to Avenatti. Speaking of video evidence, the source says that Avenatti is in possession of extensive security footage from four different cameras located in strategic parts of the apartment complex where he was arrested. According to the source, the video footage clearly shows that on Tuesday night, Avenatti and the accuser, Morelli Minuti.
Morelli, what's Minuti?
M-I-N-I-U-T-T-I, Minuti.
Hey, Minuti, go fuck yourself.
They were indeed together. However, no physical contact was witnessed between the pair throughout Tuesday.
Right.
Well into Wednesday night, the apartment complex continued to capture footage.
Can't we send the video evidence to InfoWars? They could doctor it to make it look like Avenatti karate chopper.
The original TMZ story published on the 15th claims that Avenatti's accuser first had a confrontation with him at an exclusive apartment building in the Century City area of L.A.
Yes. Oh, God, that area is horrible to drive in.
That confrontation was followed with a second event the following night outside of the same complex. During the second confrontation,
right?
TMZ claims that Minuti could be seen sobbing and screaming on the phone. Screaming, I can't believe you did this to me. I'm going to get a restraining order against you. But remember, that's how that was their third version of the story.
Okay.
Over at TMZ. But at Hill Reporter, they say four security cameras located at parts of the apartment show that none of the story TMZ reported is true.
Oh, shit.
The source says Avenatti never ran angrily into the building, as TMZ reported.
Yes.
TMZ reported he was shouting, this is bullshit. This is fucking bullshit. She hit me first. Remember that?
Right. He said as he exited the building.
That strains credulity.
It's credulity as fuck. Did these people at TMZ think that they would be found out? What? Why would they run a story?
They say in the video, you can see Avenatti walking into the building without any confrontation, accessing the elevator without anybody intervening, without security saying...
Was he screaming?
No.
Are you sure?
Said he's engaged with no violent or other forms of contact with the accuser.
Yes.
The source confirms Avenatti's early morning tweet is associated with the security camera footage. So there you go.
So let's say, Avenatti shit. He's like, okay, we resolved this. Is Avenatti just going to go about his business and not worry, just pretend this never happened? Or do you think...
Oh, forgive and forget, you mean?
He's going to... Wall, you're so stupid.
He's going to get out a microscope and find Jacob Wall's little balls and nail them to the wall.
And TMZ too, right? Oh, shit, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's getting fucked.
Then they're also saying that they found some Instagram posts of the woman.
Yes.
Who, according to TMZ, her face was swollen and black and blue and reddened from him beating the shit out of the side of her face.
That's horrible.
They've got three or four pictures of her from that same evening.
Yes.
And she's really good at makeup.
Right.
But she's posing for selfies with a friend, and she's like smiling, and apparently she was able to shake it off really well.
Well, geez,
dismissing her accounts yet, but the evidence is looking fishy.
But it's not her account, right? Oh, this one is her account.
What do you mean?
The women aren't saying that he did this.
Oh, she is.
She is. Okay. Yes, she is. Okay.
I hope they're looking into her finances.
Why? Oh, to see if she got paid off.
See if her credit cards were recently paid off, because those were the offers from Jacob Wall allegedly and Berkman,
the father and son duo, right?
Well, no, Wall has his father, which is separate, but the Berkman guy is the guy who was investigating the Seth Rich murder.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Decided he was going to be the champion of proving that Hillary Clinton ordered the hit on Seth Rich.
Well, did he figure that out? Did he ever prove that?
Well, yeah, he had that press conference where he was going to produce a witness who ended up not showing up, and then he called somebody on a speakerphone, and it sounded like that person couldn't get their story straight. It was just a shit show. And then he follows it up with, like a month ago, the same MO. We're going to have one of the women who was horribly raped by Bob Mueller.
Yes.
And she's going to come out with her story. And they invited them to all the press to some Holiday Inn somewhere.
And nothing happened.
And she didn't show up.
Wow. Shit, guys. I don't know. Is this all they have? Is the only way they're going to go after Bob Mueller? Bullshit like this? It's like pitiful.
It's
a joke.
It's pathetic. So we'll let you know about what's going on with the Michael Avenatti story. Fascinating, especially if this ends up being completely fabricated, and we do find out that this Jacob Wall and his evil cabal are somehow involved. I mean, they're going to fry.
We are figuring that out, right? I mean, that security footage, I mean, it's not showing what they're saying he did.
Well, right. We don't know where the alleged assault took place, but the story from TMZ about the follow-up and the second visit and all that does not compute with whatever TMZ was reporting.
Shit, guys.
So stay tuned, everybody. Right. Keep your ear holes pressed, too.
And go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a fucking chunk of, baby.
They're saying that Trump has finished his homework.
Yes.
And has submitted the written answers.
Damn.
To some of the questions that Bob Mueller's team had. You know, Trump has been reassuring everyone.
Right.
Even in that interview with Chris Wallace.
That he wrote the answers.
He said, so you're AIDS and you are working on... No. No AIDS. I'm writing it. I'm writing the answers. He wants everyone to know nobody's coaching him on the answers like they did in probably high school and college.
Is he allowed, though, if he's being investigated by Mueller as president, is he allowed to use White House aides? to respond to.
No, he's got his own private lawyers.
Oh, okay. Because we don't pay for that.
Right. Well, and that was part of the problem with McGahn was that Trump thought McGahn was his lawyer, but McGahn is the White House lawyer representing that executive branch, not representing Trump.
Right.
He couldn't get that through his head, just like he couldn't get through his head that Jeff Bossesh wasn't his main soldier at the AG for him.
Sure. God, this guy's delusional.
Trump's attorneys submitted his written answers today to a series of questions from Mueller about Trump's knowledge of Russia's interference.
Did they get typed up or did he write them down?
It's probably him. It's probably pictures.
Was he typing?
Have we
ever seen this guy type?
What?
I mean, have we ever seen him sit at a computer and type? I mean, I wonder what it looks like.
He doesn't use a computer.
Oh, he just uses his phone. So how did he write the answers?
In 240 characters each.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm just saying, if he wrote the answers on his own, you're telling me he got like a legal pad with a pencil and just started writing freehand? I mean...
Well, it's a lie. Of course the aide sat around with him and told him what to write.
If you're trying to stay
out of... He didn't write it. Yeah. He told them what to respond. And then, I mean, there's no way he's sitting there with a legal pad.
If you're trying, hey Trump, if you're trying to avoid not dying in jail, don't write your own answers to Bob Mueller's shit, right?
The inquiries only include a portion of the questions Mueller sought to pose to Trump.
Yes.
The topics covered activities during the campaign and do not delve into questions about whether Trump sought to obstruct.
Oh, okay.
So this is just for campaign stuff.
Does he not give a fuck about that anymore, Mueller? Doesn't he care about obstruction?
One of Trump's... they know they're... Did you obstruct? No. I mean, I don't think he needs a written answer for that one.
Was there collusion?
Although we have him...
No collusion.
...telling Lester Holt on international television that I looked at this Trump-Russia thing... And what? It was a scam.
Why does he think there's an R at the end of that word? Is that a weird New York thing people do?
Yeah, that's a Queens thing or Brooklyn or wherever the fuck he's
Why
from.
Why do you do that? He's from Queens.
One of Trump's attorneys said the answers will not provide any great surprises.
China.
What I could tell you is they're complete and detailed, but there's nothing there. I haven't read in the newspaper.
That's Giuliani.
Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy's back, baby.
They resurrected Giuliani for five seconds.
Hey, listeners, we haven't had Rudy in a while. It's nice, right? Thanks for stopping in the studio, Rudy.
The answers represent the first time Trump has given his own version of events to the counsel's team.
Yes.
In 11 months since Mueller first asked for a sit-down interview.
Hey, Rudy, tell me what it was like the first time you realized you were in love with your cousin. What was that like for you?
It was Thanksgiving.
Yes, and?
We were at the kids' table. She was at the kids' table.
That's funny. Oh, God. Rudy, you're a monster. Jesus fucking Christ, man.
So that's what's going on there as the headlines keep cranking out. I just think this is what it's going to be like for a little bit of time.
I mean, I'm just wondering, what was it like, Rudy, with your family members? I mean, were they like, God, you're having a relationship with your cousin? Did that bother anyone else?
They hate him. You can't tell me they all love Rudy.
No, I mean, but what about the cousin he's dating? Do they care about his cousin?
Well, apparently, I don't know. I don't have this.
I mean, it's weird as shit.
It's a second cousin, too, isn't
second
it?
Second cousin,
I mean,
okay.
Is, you know, who cares?
Well, I guess.
Or was it? I don't know if it's first cousin or second cousin, to be honest with you.
Siri, was Rudy dating his first cousin or second cousin? Who knows? So weird.
The second cousin.
What's it like when your cousin dumps you, Rudy? It's got to be weird, too, man. You still got to see her.
Guys, just Googled it in one of the stories. Rudy Giuliani's third wife files for divorce.
He's running out of women in his life. At some point, he's got to go hook up with the cousins. You didn't have a choice.
Rudy Giuliani bragged about affair with big boobed married woman.
Oh, I forgot about
that. That story. Yeah.
When was that?
The former mayor didn't reveal the ample bosomed woman's identity, but sources say rumored mistress Maria Ryan matches the description on both fronts.
Wow. Fronts.
That she was married and she has big boobs.
He told that to who? Just a reporter or something?
He's been bragging to pals about having an affair with a married woman with big boobs, sources told the New York Post.
God, you're a fucking... Rudy, you're a fucking pig, man. I mean, really. No offense.
Giuliani insisted when he was caught with the woman they were only friends. I never spent the night with her.
How did you approach your cousin? I mean, did you ask her out on a date? Do you like, you want to go get some, you want to go to Starbucks and buy your Frappuccino, get to know each other and be like, fuck, we actually kind of know each other because we're related.
Oh, this is bullshit. A person familiar with Giuliani said the big boobs comment doesn't sound like him. That's not the way he talks about women. That's not the way he talks about people he does business with.
Bullshit.
Fucking shit.
What are we learning? What are we learning in this Me Too movement, in this Trumpville USA, that all these rich, gross, white guys are what? They're fucking pigs.
Yeah, he may not have said big boobs. He probably said giant fucking tits.
Of course.
I'm banging this married bride with big giant fucking tits.
I asked my cousin out last night. It was crazy. It was wild.
That was his first wife, was his cousin.
Oh, that's his first wife?
Second cousin.
His first wife was his second cousin.
Yes.
Is he from Alabama? Sorry, Al.
So that's, I don't know why we went into a Giuliani hole, but the...
you got to be careful there.
So there you go, Giuliani.
Nobody
out of the woodwork.
Right. Wood.
Or wherever. Yeah. Slithering out of some hole.
You imagine him and Trump just hanging out together, having a grand old time, talking about girls.
Well, they did that sketch with
fucking
Giuliani.
What sketch was that?
Oh, excuse me. In drag, remember?
Oh, they did Hans and Franz on Saturday Night Live?
When he was... No, they did that thing where he was... Giuliani is dressed like a woman and Trump grabs his boobs and shit.
God, I don't remember
that.
You've
never seen that?
I don't think so.
Google Giuliani Trump drag. Okay. And you'll see there's a video. They did some sketch with Rudy dressed in drag and Trump.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there you go. Trump grabs his fake boobs and Giuliani's like, oh, you cad.
He doesn't only, dude, he doesn't grab him. He motorboats.
Yeah, yeah.
Giuliani.
There you go.
I guess it's not that crazy if you think about.
It's our president.
Jesus, the fuck is Giuliani wearing too? That's a weird outfit. And blouses.
We said this earlier. Congratulations to Massachusetts!
Yay!
After 2 years, finally, after they approved recreational marijuana by referendum in Massachusetts, adults with a valid ID can now buy weed from a slew of for some cannabis dispensaries.
Yes.
As of 8 a.m., two opened today. Opened their doors to customers 21 and older. The lines were around the block waiting. There were people there at midnight.
I read in Newsweek that legalizing marijuana across the country will create so many fucking jobs, man. And all kinds of revenue. I want to be happy for that state. I do, but I'm not. I'm jealous. I'm pissed. Why not us?
Cultivate, a business in the city of, well, I wonder how they pronounce this. In England, it's Leicester, but you know how Americans.
How do you spell it?
Leicester.
Lister. We're not right. We don't say it right.
At Leicester or something. Who the hell knows how they pronounce it?
Leicester.
In across the pond, it would be Leicester, but in the city of whatever this is,
Leicester
in Massachusetts, the New England.
I'm marrying my cousin.
There's another one, New England Treatment Access in Northampton, have already been serving customers for medical purposes.
Shit, yes.
Now they've opened up their menus, offering loose leaves, pre-rolled joints, and vape pens, as well as enhanced candies
Hell
and cookies.
Yes. Because if it's legal, they can sell the weed in any kind of form. You can sell edibles, drinks, fucking
yes.
joints. Because I think in Florida...
Suppositories.
Oh, really?
Why not?
My asshole's high. Yeah. My asshole has the munchies.
Voters in Vermont and Maine have also approved recreational marijuana use.
Fuck you guys.
The
fuck
only
off.
Other East Coast states to do so, but they haven't opened up shops there yet.
Florida can't have anything good. We can't. We just can't. We got meth. We got fucking people bringing pythons in, all kinds of invasive fuck. We got these monkeys with herpes,
but we
can't have weed.
We have... racists and,
oh, that's
and neo-Nazis
right.
and,
oh, yes.
and the proverbial Florida man.
We got medical marijuana.
Today there's a Florida man story about a guy that fucked a miniature horse.
Oh, a pony.
No, it's a miniature horse.
Oh, yeah,
they said didn't. Pony, but it's a miniature
they
horse.
They got it wrong? Or?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
A few hundred pounds.
Right. the guy that fucked is like, I don't even know, but I sure fucked it.
The horse God. That he, the miniature horse he fucked is like a big dog, you know, I mean.
Oh.
And he wanted everyone to know that he used a condom so he wouldn't get any diseases from the horse. I'm more worried about the horse catching something from this guy.
Yes. Yes. And why did he get caught or did he want everybody to know that
somebody saw him fucking the horse and they called the popo on him.
Where was he fucking this horse?
Well,
somebody
I
fucking
don't know.
Saw
Maybe
him.
They got a room at the,
I mean,
at
were
the
you out
days in. I don't
I
fucking
assume
know.
You go in a barn.
I
don't know. We did a story about this. This guy got caught. He had a fucking stepladder he was climbing up on.
Well, he didn't need one for this one. So
see, I thought, you know, you put that picture out of Trump with his hand on that horse's ass.
Yeah, yesterday when he and Melania gave the very sincere and touching inspection of the
right.
arriving Christmas tree at the White House. And, you know, this shows how stupid he is. These are probably pretty docile Clydesdales that were dragging the sleigh that had the
Santa,
the giant new tree on it.
Right.
But Trump walks up. You don't, first of all, don't approach a horse from behind.
Right.
You're asking for it.
What about this
and
guy,
then,
though, that fucked the horse?
I don't know, but sneak walking up behind this horse with Trump didn't know he was there.
Yeah.
And Trump walks up and like pats it on the ass, which you're asking to get kicked.
Now, yeah. That's...
Again, these are probably pretty, you know, docile or whatever, but fuck, man. You any moron knows you don't walk up and the horse has blinders on, so it can't even turn and look
at
who's touching it in the ass.
I mean, Trump's just not an animal person, I think. You know what I mean? I don't think he's not into pets.
No.
You know, I just don't feel like he has that sensitivity.
But how spectacular would it have been if that fucker kicked him?
That would have been great.
He whacked it on the butt and it just boom.
Hey, Trigger, you want a sugar cube?
A hero.
Yeah.
Back to Massachusetts, weed.
God.
The mayor of Northampton.
Hello. Northampton?
Mayor David Narkowitz, an Air Force veteran who bills himself as a progressive, was the first in line at the newly opened weed store there. He made the first purchase inside the shop, handing over cash to rounds of applause. The mayor.
Damn it.
Of Northampton, Massachusetts.
Why can't we have that? It's not fair. It's not fucking fair.
He turned to the news cameras and said, I'm proud that Northampton is playing a role in this historic day, ending some 80 years of prohibition here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, moving to a new modern era where we have safe, tested, well-regulated adult-use marijuana.
Now listen, Mr. Mayor. Don't get carried away with this regulation shit. We want this weed to stay local, right? I don't. We don't want big weed. We don't want wall
that's
weed.
Gonna happen.
We don't want Walmart weed.
It's gonna happen.
It's fucked up. Pesticides.
John Boehner. John Boehner was fiercely anti-weed.
Yeah.
Until he's out of politics, and now he's on the board of directors of a marijuana company.
So what are you going to do with people sitting in jail with weed charges? You have to expunge them, right? You have to clean their record and release them.
Well, not the black ones. Oh, according to the Republicans, that's the whole point of
it. Are you saying the war on drugs was incredibly racist?
I'm suggesting that may have been an impetus.
Wow, okay. Jeez.
The state's Cannabis Control Commission says retailers cannot legally sell more than 1 ounce of marijuana per transaction.
Bullshit. It's legal. What's it matter?
No, they're limited. You can't.
More than
every state that's legalized it has put a limit on how much you can buy.
How big of a bag is an ounce? What is that? That's a lot, right? It's a lot of weed.
It's a lot of weed.
What if you need more?
But you can possess up to 10 ounces.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. Who the fuck? Who the fuck can afford to have 10 ounces of weed laying around?
They say you can't smoke in public.
Oh, okay.
Or on federal land. That'll change. It's like having open carry, I guess. God, there's people waiting in line hours.
Well, yeah, dude.
For the first legal purchase.
You hear that, drug dealers? You better get your shit together.
In the rain, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
They waited outside.
Oh, man.
Iraq war veteran and medical marijuana advocate Stephen Mandeel, accompanied by his service dog, made the first recreational pot purchase in Leicester.
Yes. Leicester. He's the
founder of a nonprofit group called Veterans Alternative Healing.
Right.
Said it was an honor that he was allowed first, and he bought a pre-rolled joint and an eighth of Jack Kerr, which, if memory serves me, is a sativa.
Oh, okay. Shit, man.
I've heard.
Right. Oh, yes. This character I play. So what about if you're in the hospital, can you say, hey, can you get me an edible? Can you get your doctor to... Will a nurse bring me an edible?
I don't know. How likely would it be, can I have a beer?
That's not totally different. That's apples and oranges. That doesn't compare at all. There's no medical alcohol. There's no medical beer.
Well, there is, but the
what do you mean?
The alcohol can be used as a
like you have a medicine cold and somebody, you know, rubs like brandy on your kid's gums or something because their teeth hurt. Medical marijuana exists. There's no medical.
Well, but there's a difference.
Booze.
Right. They're not going to let you smoke a joint in a hospital. If a doctor prescribes it, then I suppose sure. But you can't ask the nurse for, can I have a pot brownie?
Yeah.
They probably frown upon that.
Hey.
You got other stuff going on.
Yeah, they won't give you a pot brownie. It's like, here's some fucking morphine and a giant, you know.
Just press that button.
Bunch of fucking codeine. Have that.
Keep pressing that pain machine button.
Right.
So congrats to the woke people of Massachusetts.
Yay. I wish our people were woke.
Apparently your representatives actually kind of represent you because the legislature there didn't scuttle whatever referendum.
Yeah, yeah.
Like here in Florida, the evil Republicans, the people spoke. Bigly.
Yes, we want it.
And wanted medical marijuana.
Matt Gaetz, are you listening?
And then the legislature came in and said, well, you know, you've literally got to have 50% of your body weight be cancer before you're allowed to to use medical marijuana. And then only vape.
Yeah, it's only the oil. What the fuck? Hey, Matt Gaetz. Put down. Are you? Is Matt Gaetz just wasted all the time? Is he just shit faced?
Now the only good side of Whitaker is that they think he's not as anti pot as Jeff Bosesh was, so he doesn't have a little elf stiffy over.
Ooh, yes.
Over going after brown people smoking weed, and he, like Jeff Bosesh was. So if there is any tiny silver lining to Whitaker's illegal appointment, it's that he may not go after the weed as hard as Jeff Bosesh. And he may even be open to reclassification, which is what needs to be done.
So he's
at the federal level.
Right. So this Matt Whitaker guy is a stoner that's fine with Trump colluding with Russia.
I don't know that he's a stoner. I just don't know that he's as virulently anti-weed as Jefferson Beauregard Sessions the third.
Does Jeff Bosesh smoke weed? Yes or no?
I would say no. I think he's...
You think he believes that shit?
I think he's of that... that's stupid. Yeah, I do.
Hey, Jeff, are you sad that you're not the center of the attention anymore? This Matt Whitaker guy stole your thunder. Are you sad about that, or... were you out in the woods burning crosses? What are you doing with your time?
Let's see. I've got another story.
Yay.
Massachusetts appears to be waking up a little bit more.
Fuck you.
Can't say the same for Ohio.
Ooh. What are they up to?
I don't know what the fuck Ohio's going through. They've passed.
Yes.
They passed a bill in the House in Ohio,
right,
seeking to ban abortion at 6 weeks.
What?
6 weeks. Many women don't even know they're pregnant at 6 weeks.
Let me understand something. How long does a pregnancy last? 9 months?
Yeah, roughly.
How many weeks is that?
36.
So just 6 weeks. That whole 36, they want to cut it off at 6 weeks?
They passed a bill, which I don't know if it's passed the Senate or not, and I don't know. We do have John Kasich in Ohio, right?
Is
the governor there, and he is way into the Jesus and way into pro-life, so...
He's one of these Republicans that, when you talk about Trump, people say, well, these sane guys like John Kasich. He's not sane. He's a lunatic.
So we know that the playbook was going to be that these states like Alabama and Mississippi and all these other shitholes are being ruled by Christoban Republicans, that they're going to try to pass all of these blatantly unconstitutional abortion laws.
Yes.
In an attempt to start chipping away at Roe versus Wade in the hopes that they can then get a... Now they're emboldened. They're all hard as rocks down below thinking
gross.
That they can go all the way to the Supreme Court. And now with Kavanaugh and Gorsuch and their other theocrats that they've stacked on the Supreme Court, they're going to try to take away women's rights to have dominion over
right.
their own bodies.
It's not like people are running around wanting to kill babies. It's about a woman having control over a fucking reproductive system. Dudes, if you could have babies out of your dick, we've said it a million times.
Every corner would have abortion pills.
I could order an abortion on Amazon. A drone would come into the apartment
drive
and like, shoot the baby through my dick hole or something. I don't know.
They passed that one, which is already being challenged, I guess. But
yes.
Now they're now considering, the Ohio Republicans are now considering a measure completely banning abortion.
What?
And potentially making abortions a criminal act punishable by life in prison and possibly even the death penalty.
This is the Handmaid's Tale. 100%. This is the Handmaid's Tale. Hey, man, and if you were, God, quit sucking John Kasich's dick. He's a fucking asshole. Man, this is horrible.
The proposed legislation, House Bill 565 in Ohio, seeks to extend in Ohio's criminal code the definition of a person to include unborn humans.
Oh, my fucking God. Here
this
we
would
go.
Be done by calling for the Ooh. Abolition. This would be done by calling for the abolition of abortion in the state of Ohio and the protection of unborn humans.
Oh, my God. Why don't you protect women? Why don't you do that? Why don't you give... If you really are interested in protecting women and shit like that in life, you would have universal health care and you would raise the minimum wage.
If passed, the bill would categorize a fetus from load... from load blowing.
That's what they said.
No, my words. you would categorize that as a person, which could leave those who undergo or perform abortions open to facing murder charges.
So a load is a person?
Once it touches that egg.
Oh, okay. God. Can you have a conversation with it? Does it feel? Does it hear? Does it have ears at that moment?
A law professor says that the bill doesn't actually say a woman could get the death penalty, but it does treat abortion as homicide and pretty clearly indicates or includes women having abortions among people who could be punished for having abortion.
But of course they would give an exception to like rape, incest. What if the mother's life is threatened?
That's what God wants. Let her die.
God doesn't exist. God, what God wants, what does Aquaman want? What does Santa Claus want?
It defines abortion as the unlawful termination of another's pregnancy, causing the death of an unborn human by any method, including but not limited to chemical methods. So, morning after pill. If they think you got fertilized last night, and you take a morning after pill, you could be up on murder charges.
How would they know?
I don't know.
They would investigate the shit. I mean, that's a logical question because that's crazy.
They arrest you and analyze everything you pass. And if you pass a unattached fertilized egg, then you're a murderer.
Or they go into your bank account. They look, you bought this shit. Man, that's crazy, dude. That's a whole nother fucking Law and Order series, right?
It does not make any, here you go, it does not make any exceptions for abortions in the case of rape, incest, or danger to a woman's life. No exceptions.
So if you're pregnant and you're, I don't know, the pregnancy could kill you, you still have to have the baby, and what if you die? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. The bill was initially proposed in March, is still up for consideration on the legislature's health committee.
Yes.
This law professor says it still lacks enough support to pass.
Okay.
Even major anti-abortion groups in Ohio think it's too extreme.
Well, yeah.
They did. The House of Reps there in Ohio did recently pass a heartbeat bill, which seeks to criminalize abortions at the point when a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which is right around 6 weeks.
So wait, there are anti-abortion groups saying this is too much.
Because they think it's too big and that they want these little trap laws that they can pass. Like, you know, you got a 72-hour wait.
Okay.
You have to pry your eyes open and force you to look at pictures of and you got to name it and have a birthday party for it and set aside a college fund for it and then bury it.
Oh yes. Is that they want the trap laws because they think it's more effective than this?
Because something like this is obviously blatantly unconstitutional by saying no abortions at all. Is the opposite of Roe versus Wade.
It's so frustrating, dude. Because we just did the story. Massachusetts legalized weed.
Yeah.
People want legalized weed. They want the minimum wage raised. We want universal health care. Nobody wants a fetal heartbeat bill, dude.
I mean, maybe your opinion on Kasich will change. The same bill was passed in 2016 by both chambers of the Ohio legislature and made it to Kasich's desk, and he vetoed it.
Why? I don't understand.
The heartbeat law, because he said it's unconstitutional. He's like, it's unconstitutional. We're not going to spend Ohio taxpayers' money defending a law that's unconstitutional.
He's like, send me something more, I don't know. He's still anti-choice, right?
Say this time, though, they have enough members. They have enough votes now in Ohio to override his veto. What the fuck is wrong with the people of... Oh, I know what's wrong with Ohio. It's gerrymandered like crazy.
Yeah. Jim Jordan, I mean, what do you want? You want every kid to be born so you can watch the doctor for the high school wrestling team diddle the kids? That's him, right? That's the guy that hung out in the high
Ohio
school.
State.
He let people get molested
College.
Or fucking... sexually assaulted. He just sat there, and now he's in charge of writing laws like shit like this. Oh, God, you Republicans are vile pieces of garbage.
This law professor says she does not believe the Supreme Court will be overturning Roe anytime soon, but she does warn that the court could scale back on the decision over time, putting protections for access to abortion at risk.
God, that's so weird.
She thinks it's going to be a stealth overruling of
right,
Roe.
Right, right. That's so strange.
In recent midterms, Alabama and West Virginia voters approved amendments to the state constitutions that could see reproductive rights protections removed. Ooh. In Alabama, Amendment 2 seeks to take away constitutional protections for the right to abortion, while West Virginia's Amendment 1 aims to change the state constitution to make it clear the right to abortion would not be protected. These are obviously blatant unconstitutional.
But what if you live in Alabama and somebody like, let's say, Roy Moore rapes you and gets you pregnant? Are you not allowed to abort the fucking baby?
No.
You got to have Roy Moore's baby?
You shouldn't have been wearing
that. At the mall?
You shouldn't have been wearing that cheerleader outfit at the high school game.
Oh, right. That's your fault because they didn't have enough cops to keep Roy Moore in his fucking pants. Jesus, Alabama. What the fuck? Alabama and Ohio and all these fucking states with these fetal heartbeat laws, they need emergency managers. They need some adult to come in there and say, no, that's stupid. Don't do this.
And like all those groups, there's fighting amongst themselves.
Right.
She says the question will be how far the anti-abortion movement wants to go into criminalizing abortion and what it even means by abortion. Noting that some anti-abortion advocates view some forms of birth control as abort-efficient, which they're not.
Like the morning after pill. They say that's an abort-efficient, but it's not. But it is, though, if you consider right when the load exits your wang in, attaches to a fucking whatever, that's a kid. That's a person, right?
What it does, the morning after pill, if I remember my science, prevents the implantation into the uterine wall of a fertilized egg. So
it never was a person.
So it meets, the egg does get fertilized by the spoim, but it doesn't attach to the uterine wall, which happens in many, the Lord does that all the time.
Wow. How does the Lord have time to do that? What, with Notre Dame, they have to win.
Right.
You got all these kids with cancer that I have to ignore.
There we go. Congratulations, Ohio. God. Congratulations, Republicans, on voting for the Handmaid's Tale.
We're legislating the vagina. We ain't got nothing better to do with our fucking time. Oh, it's just
if you say, oh, it can't happen, take a look at, do yourself a favor and Google Tehran in the early 1970s.
Yes.
And look at how
it is
cool
now.
And fun Iran was. Very progressive, very liberal. And then
not as fun now.
The crazy religious extremists took over. And
right
now, how much fun is it?
Not a lot of fun. It's crazy, dude. Got a government that nobody in the government is doing anything that we want,
right?
That's fucked up.
And that's why people are pissed. That's why people voted for Trump. A lot of people, because he was different. He was going to blow shit up. He was gonna make America great again.
You know, even when people say that, even when you say, but that was at the expense of minorities and gay people and trans people. When you say blow the country up, they get blown up. They're collateral damage. Women.
Well, right.
You know.
They don't care.
They don't give a fuck.
They're Republicans, so obviously empathy isn't their strong point to begin with.
It'd be the same with Hillary, wouldn't it? No. Would Hillary Clinton have put Kavanaugh on the SCOTUS? Would she?
I think unlikely.
Well, you don't know.
Probably
that
unlikely.
Sure. God.
Well, Mitch McConnell wouldn't have allowed He would say, "I don't know. We're going to wait for 4 years to let the people speak."
I have
no doubt.
Yeah,
there were Republicans that threatened that said, "Well, you know, if Hillary wins, we're just not going to confirm any judges for her for four years."
Progressives, we can't let these fucknuts get away with this shit. We got to go get them, smoke them out of their holes.
Let's see. Here's more.
Smoke them out of their holes.
Here's more fuckery.
Yes.
From the Republicans.
Fuck you.
They're squealing and pissy.
Ooh, yes.
House conservative Republicans.
Right.
Are pissed.
Okay.
About protections in the new North American Trade Pact that protect LGBTQ people.
Okay.
The new United States-Mexico-Canada agreement contains requirements that workers be protected from discrimination on the basis of sex, including sexual orientation and gender identity. And the Republicans are screaming about that.
God!
How dare we?
Come on, guys.
A trade agreement is no place for the adoption of social policy, it says. 40 of these assholes signed on to this squealy letter.
But you're protecting someone's human rights.
But not trans people don't have human rights.
They're humans.
No, they're not.
Oh, okay. I see. You know what? You're not a human. How do you like that? You're a wacko.
It is especially inappropriate and insulting to our sovereignty to needlessly submit to social policies which the United States Congress has so far explicitly refused to accept.
Who the fuck is this?
40 members of the House.
Oh, right. I mean, who's saying this? That you're...
The letter that they...
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't realize
this
you're
angry
reading
letter.
A general letter. I thought you were reading someone's specific
words. This is,
that's the only reason I asked.
Yeah, this is the letter they sent to the Trump administration.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Memo, I guess.
Cool.
It's including Steve King, Mark Meadows, Diane Black of Tennessee.
Wait, Steve King, the Nazi fuck?
Steve King, you may have heard of him.
Yes.
And a bunch of other Republicans, one from Colorado.
Perfect.
The guy from Colorado said, this language is going to cause a lot of people to reconsider their support of the trade agreement.
God, you fucking assholes. Shit.
The... countries are expected to sign the agreement on November 30th at a G20 summit in Argentina.
And the U.S. isn't going to sign it maybe because of these.
They don't want them to. These assholes don't want Trump to sign it.
What do you want? What do these guys fucking want then? What do they want?
And again, it's us exporting the good shit. This is like the climate change stuff.
Yeah.
The Paris Accords was us.
That's our shit.
And remember what was the one they were opposed to?
Some sort of handicap regulation.
Americans with disabilities.
That was during Bush.
That they refused to, because they didn't want to cede.
But we wrote it.
Right. We were exporting our good practices in making sure that people with disabilities have accessibility. But they were saying, no, we're not going to let other countries tell us what to do.
Hi, rest of the planet. I do not know what to tell you. We have these Republicans that are barely human, that are racist, greedy little fucknuts. They don't care about shit. We've even got one that somehow got elected in Iowa. It's a fucking Nazi. So I don't know how to explain these fucking people. I'm sorry. They suck.
The LGBT provisions were a Canadian priority. Part of the so-called progressive trade agenda championed by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Of course.
He described it as a big win for the government.
It's a big win for everybody. You need to God, it's the bare minimum.
So that's why they're pissed, because the Canadians are put it in there.
You know, that's why, the other side isn't reasonable. There's no reasonable part of the Republican Party. I mean, if they're standing for this shit, then you can't stand for it and be like a human being. You can't be a reasonable person and fucking support these Republicans.
It says it's unclear whether these clauses even have real teeth in the law. It is unprecedented language in a U.S. trade agreement, though.
Sad.
Requires countries to implement policies protecting workers against employment discrimination.
Right.
Listen how awful that sounds.
How is that not? How does it? Doesn't that help? It helps everyone when people aren't discriminated against. I mean,
unless you want to discriminate against
them. Yes, because you believe in this Jesus shit or some perverted version of your own stupid fucking religion. Oh, God. I don't want any gay people in my life, and I don't want to get vaccinations. I'm dumb as shit.
Another provision requires countries to promote workplace equality with respect to gender identity and sexual orientation.
Of course. Because your business is... Because they're human beings. You got to give people their human rights. What the fuck, guys? And it's better. It's better for the planet.
Under the Obama administration, the Justice Department said that the word sex in the Civil Rights Act included sexual orientation and gender identity.
Right.
Republicans say, nuh-uh.
Fuck you.
After Trump was elected and Sessions became attorney general, the department reverted to the position that the law in 1964 did not bar discrimination against LGBT individuals.
See, like the horrible thing is these Republicans will say, well, we don't want to have any protection for trans or gay people. Then
right.
Trans and gay people exist. So what do you want to do with those people?
Rights? They need to be punished because they're not. Yeah, because they're not conforming.
I mean, it's just horrendous.
It makes no sense.
They want them gone from society. I mean, that's what you have to assume when you hear shit like that. If there's a party that doesn't want to treat people as human beings, and the people they don't want to treat as human beings, they want them out.
Yes.
And that's scary.
And, you know, it's a small step from... They don't have any rights to, let's put them in camps.
Yeah. And if you voted for Donald Trump, you knew goddamn well he was for shit like this. And you compartmentalized it and you're a fucking sociopath. You're a racist.
Earlier this year, Trump issued orders banning transgender troops. Or he tweeted, didn't he? Wasn't that it?
So if you're in the military and you're making that your career military person and you're trans, then what? He's going to kick you out? You're going to lose your benefits? You're going to lose your fucking job? That's the dumbest shit ever.
I'm sure they want to. There are a lot of Republicans that want to roll back women being in the military.
Oh, yeah,
all.
Probably, right? I mean, if you have a job in the military, what? I'm trying to figure out what job is affected by what kind of fun parts are found in your fucking pants.
Well, they think you're going to be.
Who gives a fuck?
They think you're going to be out on the battlefield, and suddenly you're going to want to fuck the soldier next to you because she's got a vagina, and you're not going to pay attention to what's going on the battlefield.
The only way I drive a tank is with my dick.
Again, Republicans thinking that, you know,
they're bigots.
Everybody's like them.
Well, you know, they're doing this to stir their base, right? To get these fundamentalist lunatic fuckheads to come vote because they don't really have a plan. They don't really have a plan. If you're not going to give people their rights, and how do you deal with them? What are you going to do? What do you do with those people that are disenfranchised? Treat them like objects? Pretend they're not fucking there?
And who cares? We had a troll on our Facebook page who was like, you know, you guys don't like science. You won't acknowledge that there's only two genders.
What's his fucking point?
That Democrats and progressives say, identify as what you want. We don't give a shit.
What does that have to do with fucking science?
But that's science. Science says there's only two genders and you say no.
You know, I would venture to say if you're a troll, if you're an anti-trans, anti-gay, bigoted fucknut troll, then you don't know shit about science. Sorry.
Well, right. And you know, if you think climate change isn't real and evolution isn't real, your opinion is worthless.
But it's cold. It's utterly worthless. Wait. MAGA.
I've got, thanks for joining us, everybody. We got about a few minutes left here in the big show.
That's right.
I was thinking about saving this for Faithless Friday. I think we're probably doing a show on Friday. Probably not on Thursday on Thanksgiving, but...
that's God's day.
We'll probably do one on Friday, I guess.
Yes.
Faithless Friday, but I don't know. This is too batshit to not play right now.
Well, also, there's going to be plenty of shit to come up in the news before Faithless Friday, right?
We got three whole days.
I'm sure it'll come out that some priest is raping a shit ton of kids from the Catholic Church, some shit like that.
3 days of Republican fuckery.
Yes.
Speaking of, from his Pass the Salt show.
Oh, God, you Coach Dave, you motherfucker.
CoachDaveLive.com.
Coach Dobenmeyer.
Here is religious right activist and a harasser of women seeking health care.
I mean, is he an activist or is he like a terrorist? Is he a terrorist?
Well, yeah.
Sits there and he screams at women getting fucking health care to Planned Parenthood. Fuck this guy.
And why do we put up with this? If it was...
I don't know.
If it was some atheists... harassing people going into a church.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how quickly they would be pummeled and thrown into wagons and hauled off by the police for harassment and for being mean to people. But you throw a cross on your baseball cap and get up in women's face and scream at them that they're killing their babies. That's okay. We put
then
up
you're
with
a
that.
A martyr, right? Yeah. Then you're a hero. What a fucked up thing this religion is.
And all they wanted was a safe zone. And the Supreme Court ruled against that.
It's crazy. It should be a safe zone.
Yeah. How about if we're in the parking lot, we don't get accosted by these creatures?
Or what if you're going to the doctor to get Viagra and you had a bunch of Christians yelling at you? You're fornicating with them boner pills and people yelling at you and shaming you. Would you like that?
Here's Coach Dave.
Fuck you.
And... yeah, I don't even know how this came up, but here's Coach Dave.
Yes.
I'm convinced of this. Folks, if you look around, I had to go to Walmart yesterday. Then I went to Rural King. I like Rural King. They give you free pop. Went to Rural King yesterday.
Rural King?
I can't understand what he's fucking saying.
He went to Rural King?
I think he said Oral King. What is that?
I don't know what Rural King
is. I'm an Oral King. I love it.
I'm going to look that up while he's talking. I think it's Rural King.
Rural King. They give you free pop. Went to Rural King yesterday, and I was just looking around. Do you know this? Michelle said, don't say this. I love you, honey. I'm going to say it anyway.
Rural King, America's farm and home store.
Okay. And he's about to say.
I believe they give you free coffee is what he said.
Okay. He's about to say something that someone told him to not say.
His wife.
So you know it's horrendous. He's not going to say it, or he wasn't going to say it.
And of course, he's going to.
He's a dumbass.
Do you know this? Michelle said, don't say this. I love you, honey. I'm going to say it anyway. A lot of unattractive people in the world. Extremely overweight. Just not very attractive people.
What is his point?
I don't know where he's going with this.
Okay.
A lot of unattractive people in the
world. Who asked you, fucknut?
Well, yeah, and
Dave Dobermeyer's like a male model, right?
Well,
piece of ass.
Yeah, every crotch moistens within 100 feet of him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, could you imagine, Dave, what an attractive guy. On the weekends, I go to Planned Parenthood to yell at people, getting health care. God.
Of extremely overweight. Just not very attractive. And David, I don't wonder if some of this, especially in women, some of this homosexuality stuff that's going on. So how do I say this in the right? Some of the.
I love how he always stops himself and he's like, I shouldn't say this. Or how do I say this in the right way? And then he's like, fuck it. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
In the evil way.
Right.
So some of the women that I see fighting for women's rights, would have a hard time finding a man. Does that make sense? Does anybody understand what I'm saying here? Did you yell at me, Michelle?
Coach.
I was sort of stepping on the... Yeah, Joe.
I think if they can't find a man, I think there are no men to find.
Oh,
Joe. Oh, boy.
What does that mean? I don't understand that.
That American men are all pussified, sure. They're not big. They're not big manly men like these guys.
But what about these guys that got such a big dick, they got to get a special toilet?
That are all on a webcast with Coach Dave.
God.
They're not all manly like us.
Please, Jesus, I'm going to pray to you real quick. Please let there be some video of Coach Dave taking a cock at a truck stop or something like that. Amen.
I think if they can't find a man, I think there are no men to find.
Oh, Joe. Well, that's a whole nother issue as well. And so I look out in our sex-starved culture and our sex-starved the nation in which we live, and I would understand now why an unattractive woman might be drawn to an unattractive woman. Because it really...
That's the only reason there's lesbians, is because... they're so unattractive.
He sat around and thought of this theory too, by the way.
Apparently he ran it by his wife, and she's like, you can't say
that. Don't say that, Coach Dave. Hey, Mrs. Coach Dave, how do you live with yourself? I'm serious. How does she live? Shame on you. This guy proliferates hate. You know, people probably do bad things after listening to this dickhead.
But understand now why an unattractive woman might be drawn to an unattractive woman, because it really, both of them probably, it's hard to find a man to love them. That sounds really, you come here, I tell you the truth.
Oh, I'm just telling you the truth.
You're a fucking idiot. Jesus Christ.
Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Spreading some Christian love.
Oh, yes. Jesus would be down with that too. Jesus would love this assault show.
Yeah, Jesus would love all the Christians of America.
What? Jesus, fuck you.
We got to get the fuck out of here. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify and your favorite application, and always at crabdiving.com.
Yay!
Brian's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, Instagram at Rated R Comedy, or his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. They want to get you in a dungeon.
Oh. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're back tomorrow. Hump day.
But Coach Dave.
We're winning. I can feel the spirit rising. Can't you?
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.